We have to lead a holy life.
哦，我们是用道理来分别为圣。
And this is, I'm referring this to the truth.
啊，什么是该做，什么是啊不能做。
What is you should do and what is you should not do.
哎，可是社会上社会的这个情形也会影响到我们的生活啊。
However, our society might influence our life.
啊，你像说在中国大陆。
Just like in mainland China.
啊，有些地方你要申请盖会堂，那就政府就不准啊。
Sometimes it's hard to request the building of the temple.
啊，那比较早期的时候，共产党对宗教，哎，还是控制很严。
And the communists, they control the religion of others.
啊，那个时候，哎，你说你要去聚会，哎，哦，根本不可能啊。
So if you say you want to have service, it's quite impossible.
啊，你让我们看，哎，神也不断在为我们开路啊。
And but God is always leading us.
哎，你看中国大陆最近几年，哎，慢慢有在开放啊。
Recently, in mainland China, we can have services.
哎，所以我们要为在位者祷告。
That's why we should pray for our leaders.
啊，让我们能够在所生活的环境得到平安。
So that we can have a peaceful environment.
啊，那我们推行圣工也比较方便啊。
And when we do divine work, it will be a lot easier.
哦，那你像在印尼、马来西亚，那是回教国家。
For example, in Indonesia and Malaysia, there are the Muslims.
哎，那他们就规定啊，你不能跟回教徒哈、哦、传福音呢、啊。
And you cannot preach to the Muslims.
吗？那你更不可能说我们要申请一个布道会哈、哦，在外面，那根本政府就不允许啊。
And you also cannot have evangelism because it's not allowed by the government.
啊，所以在那种环境之下，你要传福音也就比较困难了。
So under such circumstances, it's difficult to preach.
啊，那我今天在加拿大这个地方，哎，啊，这原来就是个基督教国家。
But today in Canada, it's a country of Christianity.
啊，那要去介绍人家信耶稣很方便。
So it's easy for you to preach to others.
啊，所以我们要能够把握这个机会。
And that's why we should grab hold of the chance.
哎，也为国家社会祷告。
And to pray for the society and country.
哎，让我们能够在这边得到平安。
So that we can have a peaceful life here.
啊，古时候以色列人啊，他们亡国被抓到外国的地方。
In the ancient times when the Israelites were captured to another nation.
哎，那神也借着先知告诉他们啊。
And God through the prophets told them.
哎，你们如果被抓到哪个地方。
If you are captured to another country.
哎，你们不是到那边哇就咒诅他们。
You should not curse those who capture you.
哎，你们把我的国家打败了。
That they defeated your country.
啊，那我们是你的奴隶。
And we became your slaves.
啊，那我就不为你祷告。
And I would not pray for you.
哎，我反而咒诅你。
And I will curse you.
哎，圣经神不要以色列人这样子啊。
But God did not want the Israelites to do so.
哎，他反而借着耶利米先知。
But rather through Prophet Jeremiah.
啊，要这些百姓呢，你们不论到哪个地方。
He wanted his people, no matter where it went.
啊，你们被抓到哪个地方，住在哪个城市
？No matter which city captured them.
啊，你们就为那个城市祷告。
They have to pray for that city.
啊，圣经神说啊，你们住在那里，那个城市得到平安。
So that it will be a peaceful city.
啊，那你们也随着得到平安。
And they will have a peaceful life.
啊，所以神要为我们居住的环境祷告。
So God wants us to pray for the place that we live.
哎，那这个所在的地方平安，我们要持守信仰，那就也可以哈、哦，更容易啊。
So when the place have peace, then our religion will be safe.
啊，前年我去马来西亚，我也是跟他们这样讲。
Last year when I went to Malaysia, I also told them so.
哎，我去那边跟他们信徒讲说，哎。我们不要就想说哇，这边都回教徒哈、哦，很难传。
We should not think that there are Muslims and it's hard to preach to them.、
哦、我们还是要为国家社会祷告。
But rather we should pray for the society and country.、
嗯、求神能够为我们开路啊。
So that God will open a path for us.、
哦、啊，聚会完会后，负责人就跟我讲。
And after the service, the board member told me.
传道，我们都没有为我们哈、哦、那个马先生祷告呢。马迪啊。
马来西亚总理马哈迪，
我们都很讨厌他。
Because we'll hate him.
哦，因为他都对华人不好。
Because he's not good to the Chinese people.、
哦、 不过今天听你这样讲，我们会试试看看，为他祷告。
But today after your sermon, we'll try to pray for him.
现在不晓得怎么样，不知道。
I don't know the situation there now.
可是圣经就是要你不要仇视他，不要咒诅他，你为他祷告。
But the Bible teaches to pray for our enemies.
那我们在我们那个在这个生活上这个实际的帮助也是要这样做。
Then we will also gain advantage in the process.
那个看回来传道书10章18节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 18.
10章18节到20节 在讲论到懒惰的事情。
18 to 20 talks about people who are lazy.
这个懒惰不一定是愚昧的人, 有时候智慧人也会懒惰。
Sometimes wise people can be lazy too.
不管怎么样了, 我们要避免这个懒惰的情形。
No matter what, we should not be lazy.
18节说, 你懒惰, 屋顶就会塌下来, 你的手懒惰, 屋顶就会漏雨啊。
If a man is lazy, the house leaks.
我们这里应该体验比较深了。
We might have experienced this before.
我们这边什么都要DIY啊, 对不对?
Because we have to, because
do
here we do it ourselves.
Yourself, Do it yourself, 对不对? 叫DIY嘛, 台湾叫做DIY。 你要自己割草啊，除非你花钱请人来割啊。
You have to mow the lawn yourself.
那你房子有什么问题, 能够自己修, 你请人来修都很贵啊。
You have to repair the house yourself.
所以我们就必须养成比较勤劳的习惯啊，自己看动手摸一摸修一修什么东西啊。
And that is why we have to be hardworking.
那十九节说，摆设宴席为喜笑，酒能使人快活，且能叫万事应心。为什么突然间插进这一句话？
So what does this verse mean?
懒惰人他常常想不要这么辛苦就可以享受了。
Because the lazy people, they do not want to toil, but they want to enjoy.
所以所罗门王在这边他先提醒我们不要懒惰。
So King Solomon reminds us not to be lazy.
然后又警告人说，你不要想说话，不想努力，你就能够摆设宴席，这边享乐，你就能够喝酒快乐，就能够有很多钱，可以花用。
And you do not think that you can indulge yourself without going through any hardship.
你要能够有这些的条件，你本身要努力呀。
But rather you have to go through hard work before you can enjoy.
我们从前几章一直看下来，我们看到他一直在强调，你自己劳碌，你得来的，那个才是真的福气了。From
the previous chapters, we can see that he wants us to enjoy through the things that we gain from our toil.
那二十节又是什么意思?
And what does verse 20 mean?
不可咒诅君王，也不可心怀慈念，在卧房也不可咒诅户户。 为什么又插进这一句？
And what does it mean?
当然，我们知道，我们不可以随便咒诅人。
Of course, we cannot curse people.
那这个跟如果从18节、29节这样读下来有什么关联呢？
But how is this related to verse 18 and 19?
因为当时所罗门王他当过君王啊。
King Solomon was a king.
那他的这个经验里面，有些人就是想利用这个权势得到他的享受。
And he knew that some people want to gain enjoyment through their authority.
或许他在王面前就装着，他很听王的话，那在王面前就故意表现得他很有能力。
So in front of the king, they will try to show themselves as very powerful people.
那希望说王就给他一个权位，给他一个职务，让他有权利来享受这个事情。
So that the king will give him some status, that he will have the authority.
那结果王看出他不是真的有才干的人。
But the king could see that he was not a talented person.
结果没有重用他。
And he did not use this person.
结果他就怀恨了，回去之后就咒诅这个王，怎么样怎么样。
So this person, when he went home, he would curse the king.
那有时候他想利用那些富足的人来帮忙他，结果没达到他的目的，他也就咒诅他们。
And sometimes he wants to make use of the rich people to succeed, but he did not. His will was not fulfilled.
哦，就是基本上所罗门说，这都是因为懒惰，不肯哈、哦、自己好好努力的一个心态。
And these are the lazy people who do not want to work hard.、嗯、
啊，只想有那些物质享受。
But just want to live in luxury.
哎，啊，结果得不到，啊，就心怀怨恨。
So when their wish is not fulfilled, they will curse others.
啊、哦，那他说哦，哎，你这样子，你这种心态，你讲这些话哦，早晚会被人家知道。
But when you curse others, one day they will know.
啊、哦，空中的飞鸟哈、哦，要传扬这个声音，有翅膀了也必述说这个事啊、哦。
Because the birds will carry your words.
嗯。这个好像是他们当时的一种讲法了哈、哦。
And this is an idiom at that time.
哎，有说哎怎么哦我们在这边讲的事情啊、哦，别人知道的呢。
So how can people know what you have said?
哦，我们说啊就是被鸟听到了嘛，那飞过去听到你们在讲，结果就出去把你们传开了。
It's because the birds have heard it and they went to spread out the words.
啊，其实是人自己讲出去的。
But this is spread out through gossip.
啊，那华语有句话说，小心隔墙有耳，有没有
？And there's a Chinese saying that there's an ear across the wall.
啊，尤其我看我们这边的建筑哈、啊，你要听隔壁房间在讲什么话都很容易哦，对不对
？Especially the structure of the house here, you can easily hear your neighbor speaking.、
啊、因为我敲敲我们这好像是木板而已。
Because the walls are made of wood.
哎。不像用水泥盖的房子，那个就比较难去偷听了。
They are not made of concrete, which has better soundproof.
哎，所以呢，你如果说哦，要想偷听别人呢，那很容易。
So if you want to eavesdrop others, it's very easy.
哎，当然我们不可以去偷听人家哈讲什么话。
Of course, we should not eavesdrop.
哎，可是你要小心呐、啊，你讲的话可能会别人听到了。
But you should be careful because others might hear what you say.
啊、哦。那圣经上也提醒我们。
And the Bible also reminds us.
啊，主耶稣有讲啊。
Jesus once said.
哎，我们讲的话哦，将来会成为审判我们的一个依据。
What we'll say will define our judgment.
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音十二章。
Chapter 12.
马太福音十二章三十五节。
Verse
35. 35节提到哈，好人心里面就讲出好话。
The good man brings out good things.
哎，坏人他心里面所存的就是恶啊，然后就讲出不好的话。
The evil man brings evil things out.
那36节就说啊，我们人所说的闲话。
Every careless word that we have spoken.
哎，审判的日子都要一句一句哈，神都要审问啊。
We would have to give account on the day of judgment.
这个闲话是我们哦，有时候不注意啊，或者随便就说出来的。
Careless words are words that we speak without thinking.
可是神要问啊，你为什么这样讲
？But God will account for it.
啊，三十七节说，就凭你的话，就审判你是义人还是恶人。
So for by your words, you will be determined whether you will be condemned.
哦，所以我们刚刚读到箴言啊，说多言多语难免有过，就是这样子。
And that is why Proverbs says that the more you speak, the more mistakes you make.
啊、哦，所以我们要能够谨慎自己的言语。
So we should be careful in our speech.
啊、哦，那当然我们也听过主耶稣说哦，不要论断人啊。
And of course, Jesus told us not to judge others.
啊、哦，因为我们这样论断，主耶稣就是用那个标准在审判我们。
For the standard that we judge others, Jesus will use that standard to judge us.
哎，哦，所以你怎样去看别人，哦，那就神就是用同样的标准来看你哦。
So if that's the standard that you judge people, God will also treat you in that way.
所以难怪雅各书这样讲了。
And that is why James told us.
我们看雅各书第三章。
Book of James, chapter 3.
雅各书第三章第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
三章二节
Chapter 3 verse 2
原来我们在许多事上都有过失若有人在话语上没有过失他就是完全人也能勒住自己的全身、哦、这边说我们的灵修、哦、我们常常、哦、我们就是把说话当作最重要的一项、哎、那你就可以达到接近完全的地
步 If you can be careful in your speech then you are near perfection
而且也可以控制你自己全身。
And you can also control your whole body.
啊，所以圣经上关于这个说话的道理有很多。
And there are many words concerning speech in the Bible.
因为都是从我们所想的，我们的思想观念反映出来的，就是在言语上面。
And because what we think will be performed in our speech.
哦，那主耶稣也说，这个是将来审判的一个依据哦。
And this is also the evidence of for our judgment.
所以我们要求神帮助我们有这种说话的智慧。
That's why we should ask God to give us the wisdom in speaking.
能够说造就人的好话。
So that we can speak edifying words.
能够真的成为一个智慧人。
So that we can become a truly wise person.
好，看回来传道书十一章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
十一章开始提到有关于爱心帮助人的道理。
He talks about love and helping others.
啊，我们在世上要行善，乐于助人。
We should perform good deeds and help others.
第一节说，当将你的粮食撒在水面，因为日久必能得着。这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
把粮食撒在水面。
To cast your bread upon the waters.
不是说撒种耶。
It's not talking about spreading the seeds.
有的人我说，这个在应该是指的撒种了哈。可是他是写粮食，英语是不是这样指的粮食哈？
In English, it's spreading the bread and not the seeds.
有人从原文去研究啦。
And from the original text.
他说这个是所罗门指的贸易。
This is talking about trading.
粮食撒在水面是用粮食用船载出去。
That is to put the bread on the sheep and sell it out.
那粮食载出去干什么？粮食应该是给自己吃的，没有载出去。
Bread are usually for yourself. Why do you have to export it?
是载出去帮助别的国家。
That is to help the other countries.
我们看这个现在世界各国常常这样子这个哪边有饥荒就运粮食过去啊。
So there are many famines in the world now, and people would usually send food to those countries.
所以在所罗门在世的时候以色列国很富强。
So when King Solomon was a king, his nation was strong.
他曾经做过帮助外国的事情。
And he usually did charity work.
而且不止帮助一个国家。
Not just for one country.
第二节说你要分给七个人或分给八个人。
Verse 2, give portion to seven or to eight.
意思就是说不必去计较说这个对方跟我的交情怎么样这七八人是个多数嘛只要有需要那你有能力你就帮助他。
That is whoever is in need, whether you're close to them or not, you should help them.
因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。
Because you do not know what disaster may come upon the land.
或者有一天变成你需要人家帮助。
And one day you might need the help from others.
那你帮助过别人，到时候或者是你要求对方帮助。
So if you have helped others before when you ask them for help.
或者是别人因为感恩主动来帮助你。
Or they might feel grateful towards you and help you.
那个时候你就能够得到得到这个人家说回报了。
So at that time, you will receive repay from them.
这个说起来是对自己的一种帮助。
So this is helping yourself.
我们看这个社会上也常常有这种事情。
And incidents like this happen today.
所以古时候的人古时候人也说一个能够疼爱别人的人。
So the ancient people also say that if you know how to love others,
一定会得到人家的疼爱。
Others will also love you.
一个会尊敬别人的人。
If you respect others,
当然人家都会尊敬你。
Others will also respect you.
所以这人跟人在一起都是互相的嘛。
So this is the relationship between men and men.
所以箴言三章二十七节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27.
这都是所罗门王他的教训。
This is a teaching from King Solomon.
他在这里也这样讲。
He says so.
箴言三章二十七节。
Proverbs 3, verse 27.
二十七节，你手若有行善的力量，不可推辞，就当向那应得的人施行。二十八节。
28.
你那里若有现成的，不可对邻舍说：“去吧，明天再来。”我必给你 这个是我们要把握机会啊，然后按照自己的力量去帮助人。
So if we have the strength to help others, we should do so.
那看十四章二十一节。
Chapter
14:21.
14:21.
藐视邻舍的，这人有罪；怜悯贫穷的，这人有福啊。这边又提到怜悯贫穷，你有那个爱心，你就有福气了。
If you are kind to the needy, then you will be blessed.
啊，那你不是看到他贫穷遭难，你就藐视他，圣经说那你有罪哦。
And you do not despise those who are in need, because then you will sin against God.
神不会喜悦你。
And God will not be pleased with you.
完了，我们有这种爱心的话。
But if we have this kind of love,
表面上我们是帮助人哦。
It looks like we are helping people.
圣经上说，其实你是借给神了。
But rather, you are doing this unto God.
我们看十九章。
Chapter 19.
十九章十七节。
Verse 17.
十九章十七节，怜悯贫穷的，就是借给耶和华，他的善行，耶和华必偿还啊。这里说得很清楚。
So here it clearly states.
因为圣经上有说，穷人、富足人。都是神所创造啊。
God has created the rich and the poor people.
那他们在世上会相遇。
And they will meet in this world.
那就是使富足人我们在传道书看到的，让你有善用神恩赐的机会。
And this is a chance for the rich people to help others.
那让这个贫穷人他也有一个上进的一个机会。
So that the poor people will be helped through you.
大家不是各管各的。
You do not just care for yourself.
互相的这个咒诅，互相的对立。
And curse others.
这边说，我们有这种怜悯的心，我们付出去，等于说是借给神呐。
If you have this compassion, what you've done unto others is done unto God.
那神是最有能力的啊，他一定会补足我们的。
And God, who is Almighty, will.Repay us.
所以所罗门在传道书讲到后来，他也是讲到这个行善爱心的问题。
So in the end, King Solomon also talks about performing good deeds.
我们看回来传道书十一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
十一章第三节。
Verse 3.
云若满了雨，就必倾倒在地上；树若向南倒或向北倒，树倒在何处，就存在何处。这个是什么意思
？What does it mean？
云满了雨就会下来啊，就会下雨啊。
If clouds are full of water, they pour rain upon the earth.
意思积少成多了。
That is, if you store up, you will have a lot.
那树若倒在哪边？后来我们看到，有的树它有生命，它又从那边又开始长出来。
When a tree falls in the place where it falls, there it will it lie.
意思说我们把握机会啊。
That is, we should grab hold of the chance.
不要这么挑三挑四哈。
Do not be picky.
这个时候没人看到，不要做了。这个事没有人看到啊，不要做了。
If others cannot see me, then I will not do the good deeds.
这个人我不喜欢他，管他的，别人去帮助他，我不帮助他。
I dislike this person, and therefore I will not help him.
不要这样啊，我们像树，树它不管怎么倒，它就开始这边长。就是把握那个机会啊，你就会有收成。
You should just be like tree, then you will harvest.
那第四节也是同样的意思啊。
Verse 4 is the same meaning.
看风的不撒种，望云的就不收割啊。我们就不论什么时候，不论什么时机啊。
So no matter where you are or when.
看风望云就是在看天气啊。
You should not see the weather.
撒种收割是要看天气，没有错。
It's true that when you plant, you have to look at the weather.
可是有时候把握机会呀。
But sometimes you just have to grab hold of the chance.
今天天气太热哦，不要出去耕作了。
So you might think today is too hot. I will not go into the field and work.
有时候该做你还是要去做啊。
But sometimes you still have to do so.
因为你不晓得神的作为怎么样啊。
Because you do not understand the will of God.
第五节啊，风从哪边来？骨头啊，小孩子的骨头在妈妈的肚子怎么成长？我们都不知道啊。这样神的作为，我们更不知道了。
Since you cannot understand the path of the wind and the baby in the womb, therefore you cannot understand the work of God.
哎，或许这个就是神给你一个行善的机会，你不晓得。
Maybe this is a chance for you to perform good deed, and you do not know.
像亚伯拉罕接待三个陌生人，哎，想不到是接待了天使啊。
Just like Abraham receiving the three strangers, and he received the angels instead.
所以要把握机会哈。去做出爱心的事情。
So you should use the opportunity to do deeds out of love.
好，我们先休息一下。
We'll end this session here.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
继续上课。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue our session.
传道书进入最后哈，所罗门勉励我们要把握机会，行出爱心的道理。
The conclusion is to have love and perform.The truth.
啊，就像加拉太书也是这样讲啊。
And this is also stated in the book of Galatians.
我们看加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
加拉太书六章九节。
Galatians 6 verse 9.
我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。十节。
10.
所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，像信徒一家的人更当这样。所以我们看到这个爱心的道理是贯穿整个圣经啊的一个
，so the truth
一个很重要的道理。
The truth about love is what relates to the words in the Bible.
啊，虽然圣经的主题我们是说，哎，在讲神的救恩。
Even though the theme of the Bible is salvation.
啊，可是在里面我们也看到，哎，他也在一直强调哈，敬畏神的人、蒙恩的人要有像神的爱一样。
But a person who truly fear God and is loved by God should also perform love.
因为神就是爱嘛。
Because God is love.
所以我们要向感恩哈，然后做出神的要求。
So we should have a heart of thanksgiving and do what God wants us to do.
这样我们才能够坦然面对我们在世上生命结束的时候。
Only then we can see God face to face when we die.
好，我们看回来传道书十一章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
传道书十一章第七节。
11 verse 7.
到第八节。
Verse 8.
第七节提到光是好的，眼见日光也是可悦的，意思是指的活着的时候。
This refers to when we're still alive.
那第八节说，不管活多少年都该有个喜乐的生活。
However many years a man may live, let him enjoy them all.
那是喜乐的标准呢？这个传道书里面谈到很多啊。
And Ecclesiastes talk about the standard of joy.
哎，你是要靠钱喜乐，靠地位喜乐。
Would you gain joy through status or money?
或者靠着享受喜乐。
Or through indulgement.
哎，你人生在追求世上的种种好处。
Because in your life you pursue the goodness.
可是你要想到，哎，当你面对黑暗的时候，就是肉体生命结束的时候，到底什么最有帮助？
But when you are close to darkness, that is close to the end of your life, what is truly meaningful?
所以我们把传道书读到现在这个再来看到我们常常讲的第九节、第十节。
Now we look at what we usually talk about, verse 9 and 10.
第九节提到，少年人啊，你在幼年应当快乐，幼年的日子使你心欢畅，行你心所愿行的，你眼睛所爱看的，需要知道为这一切的事，神必审问了。我们说，那我想做什么就做什么啊。
So you might say I do as I please。
那我们活在这个世上的时候，我们可能不会一天到晚就拿着圣经在身边嘛，到底应该很敬虔，还是现在可以这样子享乐一下。
And of course, you will not carry the Bible wherever you go because you want to have some enjoyment by yourself.
你可以跟着流行啊，像流行什么，这流行怎么样
？You want to follow the trend.
那可是呢？所罗门提醒我们，要知道我们所做的一切事情，神都要审问啊。
But whatever you do, God will bring to judgment.
所以想到这样子，我们还是要第十节除掉心中的愁烦从肉体克去邪恶啊。
So then banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body.
这个心中的愁烦是指的今生的思虑的
Anxiety refers to your sorrows in this world.
我们信靠神，有一个交托，有一个盼望。
When we believe in God, we have this hope and we entrust to God.
所以要有信心。
That's why we should have faith.
那要能够去克制自己的私欲。
And we should cast off the troubles.
我们带着肉体都会有私欲啊。
We have our flesh desires.
可是我们知道道理，有圣灵帮助，我们晓得怎么去节制啊。
But when we know the truth and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome them.
不会再受到引诱。
So that we will not be tempted.
因为一生的开端，幼年的时候都是虚空，这什么意思呢？
And what does it mean that from youth everything is meaningless?
意思说，人生旅途最后才是最重要的。
That means that.The ending of your life is what's meaningful.
你是不是已经准备好面对真正灵魂永生的这条路啊？
Whether you are prepared to enter the eternal path.
那十二章就是提到要把握现在的时间，有那个机会啊。
Or maybe God will not give the chance to repent.
总之所罗门王在谈这个的时候底下在听的人都是比他年轻了
So when Solomon was talking about this, he was talking towards the youth.
所以他说十二章第一节就趁着年幼，衰败的日子还未来到就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之前，应当纪念造你的主赶快呢，在信仰上多做追求了。
And that is, use the day of your youth to pursue God and His truth.
这边说毫无喜乐的那些年日就是哇，虚度了一生。结果感到空虚。
You should not live a life in vain and then feel meaningless in the end.
然后呢，这个年老的体力也衰退了想要做什么都觉得好像做不来了。
So that when you are old and you do not have the strength to do anything, then you regret.
所以我们在座年轻人不要觉得爸爸妈妈很唠叨，不要觉得传道都是这样子
So the youth here should not feel that your Parents are naggy, and so are the preachers.
后面的有没有听到
？Those who are in the back.
有听到
？Are you listening?
今天跟一个在吃饭的时候，在座有一个六十几岁的姐妹了
Today I had dinner with an elderly sister.
她就来感叹，我现在六十几岁了，那表示我曾经年轻过啊。
So she was about 60 years old, and she was once a young woman.
我怎么不记得我年轻时候在做什么
？But she forgot what he used to do when she was a youth.
年轻人那段日子，怎么好像就这样子过去了？好像都没有把握住了。
The days in youth seem to pass so quickly.
他现在六十几岁了，他感觉体力也不行了，眼睛也不行了
And now she's over 60 years old, and she feels that her eyesight and everything is deteriorating.
你看所罗门王他也是这样子啊。
And this is the same for King Solomon.
所以我们有一句话说，不听老人言，你就吃亏在眼前。
So if you do not listen to the old people, you will regret in the end.
老年人的经验我们听一听你思考一下。
When you listen to the experience of the old people and you ponder over them.
那也是提醒我们年长者，我们要讲给这些年轻人听我们说要说造就人好话，我们要想想看怎么讲，他们能够去体验。
And the elderly people, when they speak, they should also speak words that edify the youth.
那所罗门王这边提到年老的时候是怎么样呢
？So King Solomon here describes what it's like to be old.
第二节说不要等到日头光明，月亮星宿变为黑暗，雨后云彩返回。第三节，看守房屋的发站，有力的屈伸，推磨的稀少，就仔细从窗户往外看了，都昏暗哦。讲了这么多，在讲什么啊
？So what is he talking about here？
讲什么？他是用一种比喻
It's a kind of parable。
可以指的我们的观念，然后我们的这个体力。
It's talking about the strength of our life.
日头光明好像有希望。
The sun and the light represents hope.
月亮好像有理想 比较温柔嘛，然后有理想。
Moon is our ambition。
哎，那星宿哈，星宿啊，好，可以代表一种希望，一种奋斗的目标。
Star is our goal。
哎，一般人会对着星星许愿嘛，对不对
？That is why people make wishes with the stars。
结果这些都变为黑暗了。
But all this grow dark。
哦，已经成了过去了啦。
That means they have all gone away.
年轻时候，吼，哦，年少气盛，很多理想，很多志愿。
When you were young, you have a lot of dreams and ambitions.
记得国小的时候，每次新年一开始，然后老师都会说我的志愿结篇作文。
When I was in elementary school, the teacher always asked to make New Year Revolution every year.
每年写志愿都好伟大哦，将来要做什么做什么。
So,Every year we write about great ambitions.
到现在呢，好像一项都没有成功。
But now I've achieved none of them.
我们有时候会觉得，那以前好像很多志愿，可是呢，都没有完成了。
So you might have a lot of ambitions, but you do not accomplish them.
那现在呢，好像生活安定了，好像有一点点成就了。
So now you have some achievement and you lead a peaceful life.
或许你有时间去追求你以前。没有得到的,
and then you might have the time to pursue your dreams now.
那可是不是每个人都有这种机会啊。
But not all people have this kind of opportunity.
有时候那个斗志已经失去了啊。
Sometimes you do not have the strength to do so.
甚至呢，碰到雨后云彩回返。
And when you look at the clouds return after the rain.
已经雨下过了，应该就放晴了。可是你看那个哇，那个乌云怎么又回来了啦
？That means the sky did not clear after the rain because the clouds came back.
又把阳光遮住，又下雨了。
And they blocked the sunlight.
你已经没有力气再做那么多事情了。
That means you do not have the strength to do the things you want.
斗志已经没有了。
And you are not ambitious anymore.
第三节看守房屋的发展。
Verse 3, when the keepers of the house tremble.
看守房屋要有体力啊。
If you want to keep the house, you have to have the strength.
可是现在会发抖。
But now you tremble.
我们有的年纪大，你们看到，拿个碗那么抖。
People who are old, they tremble when they hold things.
年轻人不要看到人家就笑他，我说你看连个碗都拿不好。
And the young people do not make fun of those old people.
有时候年老的这个体力衰败就是这样子。
Because
不自主的就会这样子抖。
When you become old, you will be just like that.
然后有力的屈身。
And the strong man stoop.
你看有的老人家背就慢慢弯了，对不对
？Some people when they become old.
推磨的稀少。
The grinder cease because there are few.
磨是做什么用的？磨东西用的，对不对？
This is for grinding. The use is
for grinding. 牙齿就像磨啊。
And the teeth is just like the grinders.
老年人通常牙齿就比较少，对不对
？So those old people they have few teeth.
黑磨的稀少了嘛啊。
And that is why the grinders cease.
然后什么？就仔细有的甚至牙齿都掉光光啊。
And some might lose all their teeth.
从窗户往外看的。
Those looking through the window.
我们说眼睛是灵魂之窗啊。
The eyes are the windows of the soul.
结果昏暗啦。
They grow dim.
为什么要戴眼镜
？You have to wear glasses.
那现在是近视眼镜啊，等到再过几年变成老花眼镜，然后看东西还要这样子啊。
So now you're wearing a nearsighted lens. Then after that, you have to wear.
甚至有。
Far-sighted lens.
那甚至有的眼睛老了都看不到了，有白内障啊，怎么样啊
？So some people when they're old they have cataract.
反正眼睛是看不到的哈。
And then you might become blind.
第四节说街门关闭，推磨的响声微小，雀鸟一叫人就起来，歌唱的女子也都衰微哈。街门关闭就是很不喜欢出门了、啊。
That means the doors of the street are closed, that you do not like going out anymore.
那推磨的声响微小。
And the sound of grinding fades.
就怎么讲？没有牙齿，自然不喜欢吃东西，或者是觉得说不像以前可以吃这个，可以吃那个
And because you lose your teeth, you cannot eat some of things that you like.
去鸟一叫, 人就起来, 有时很早就起床了。
When men rise up at the sound of birth, that means you rise very early.
哦, 所以你看你的爷爷、你的奶奶一大早就起床，你不要觉得奇怪啊，到时候你就知道。
So when you see your grandparents waking up early in the morning, do not be surprised because you will just be like that when you're old.
那有时候有什么声音吵啊，起床之后就睡不着了。
And they are easily awakened by small noises.
我就听常常听教会年长者说，啊，昨天晚上那个什么人啊吵一下，结果我起来，就睡不着，一直坐在床头坐到天亮。So
I often heard the elderly people speaking that they are easily awakened by small noises.
啊，歌唱的女子也都衰微啊，指的声音啊，声音哈、啊、也会变差了。
All their songs grow faint means that you also lose your voice.
那第五节，人怕高处，路上有惊慌，杏树开花，蚱蜢成为重担，人所愿的也都会掉，因为人归他永远的家，吊上的往街上往来。这个就说这个体力越来越差。
And that means you lose your strength.
怕出门，然后怕爬高的地方，爬到路上发生意外。
You're afraid of the heights and dangers in the street that you do not dare to go up.
尤其看到那些老人家行动不方便的啊，实在是出门的都是变成一种很困难的事。
Especially the elderly people feel difficult to go out because it's very inconvenient for them.
杏树开花。
The almond tree blossoms.
杏树是什么颜色？
What's the color of the almond tree?
应该是白色的。
I think it's white.
哦，头发变白了。
That means your hair becomes white.
然后蚱蜢成为重担。
Grasshopper drags himself along.
蚱蜢应该很轻啊，很轻轻跳啊。
Grasshopper is supposed to be something very light.
小孩子一看到蚱蜢，哇，跟着他跳，跟着他抓。
And small children always catch grasshoppers.
你看过老人家跟在蚱蜢后面这样跳，这样抓蚱蜢的吗？
Do you see elderly people following the grasshoppers and hopping?
连抓一只蚱蜢都觉得很吃力。They
might find very difficult to catch one.
那个力量、那个力气、那个活动力，哇，越来越差了。Because
they have lost their energy.
人所愿的都废掉。And
desire no longer is stirred.
想要做什么，好像就觉得没有兴趣了。They
have no interest in anything.
到最后就归他永远的家。
Then he goes to his eternal home.
然后吊丧的就来了。
And the mourners go about the street.
人家就来参加你的丧礼了。People
will come and attend your funeral.
那六节是用这些来形容生命的消失。And
verse 6 onwards describe the life disappearing.
银链啊，金冠啊，瓶子啊，水轮啊，这个都是有用的东西啊，而且有的是有价值的。
Silver cord, golden board, pitchers, and well, they are all something useful and valuable.
那不管你在世的时候是怎么样情形，有用的也好，你是很富足的人也好，这个时候都没有用了。
So no matter how valuable or how high was your status, now it's all in vain.
或者是很尊贵，或者是人家都依靠你，你很有智慧、活力、创造力。
You might have a lot of energy and creativity, but now all is meaningless.
就像这些坏掉的东西，人家要也不要，看也不看，都被丢掉了。
Just like all the things that are shattered and broken, people do not want them.
还把你用土盖起来，不想看到你。
And they might cover you or throw you away.
对不对？ 死人就赶快埋葬，盖起来，我不要看到他了。
Just like the dead people, you will cover them. Under the ground.
虽然现在有人会在墓碑上面留个相片。Of
course, now some people put pictures on the tomb.
难道你会想说，哇，看那个脸是不是这个人一样？哪有人这么做？
But you will not go and dig up the tomb to see the face of the person.
第七节，尘土就归尘土了。Verse
7, dust returns to the ground.
虽然我们现在有火葬，其实都是一样的。
So it doesn't matter whether you burn your body into ashes or you bury it.
有的人，华人呢，有的观念说，哎呦，火葬好可怕哦，在那边烧好痛苦哦。
People think that it's not good to burn the body.
在台湾还有个这种风俗哦。
In Taiwan, there's a custom.
去火葬场，然后那个尸体要推进去的时候，就听到有人在喊了。When
they're about to burn the bodies, people will start to cry out loud.
赶快走哦，赶快逃哦，赶快跑哦。Run
away and escape.
叫那个死人赶快跑。Asking
the dead person to run.
他们外邦的迷信，灵魂还在那里，赶快跑，不要被烧掉。
They're superstitious and think that the soul should run away.
其实是活着的人害怕，看到这个会害怕，怎么喊一喊，安静一点。
But rather, it's a living person that is fearful.
有人说我要土葬。
And some people prefer to bury the bodies.
可是土葬那边烂，那个虫那边咬，你没看到而已。
But when you bury the body, you do not see it decaying.
我们重要的是这条灵魂。
So what's important is your soul.
我们说寄居的，我们在这个世界是寄居的。
We are just sojourners in this world.
那这个身体，我们现在看的这个肉体，也是寄居的而已。
And our flesh is only temporary.
台湾话在形容这个离世，是说过一个身体。
In Taiwanese, they say that when you die, your soul
你只是换一个身体。
Your body is changed into another kind.
我们懂了台语了，你想想看，过一心，是不是这样子？过身，过一个身体。
Passing away means your body is transformed.
会看，会看华语，你看，过身啊，用台语念是贵心呐、啊，就台语在讲人家死掉是贵心，过一个身体啊。
So in Taiwanese, it means that your body is transformed.
那我们现在读圣经，这保罗说，神，我们相信耶稣，我们罪蒙赦免得救赎的人。So
we who are saved by the Lord and receive salvation.
保罗说，我们现在住在这个肉体，好像住在帐篷一样。Paul
says that our body is just like a tent.
我们在这边劳苦叹息。We
are toiling and striving.
因为我们如果去露营住过帐篷，就能体验嘛。
If you have gone camping before, then you understand.
住帐篷很多不方便啊。It's
very inconvenient to live in a tent.
如果碰到下雨，那帐篷里面也会进水。If
it's raining, then water might emerge.
如果风刮大一点，帐篷好像要倒了。If
the wind blows, then the tent might fall on the ground.
那我们住帐篷是暂时的而已。
Therefore, it's only temporary to live in the tent.
那我们是盼望将来，那个永存的，好像住一个房子一样。
What we hope for is the eternal home.
保罗说，那个好像又是穿上一件衣服了。
So it's just like putting on a new cloth.
那我们看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。第二节，我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。保罗用住帐篷跟住房子来做比喻。Paul
used the house and the pagan as an example.
我们现在在活着这个世上，这个肉体好像是帐篷，暂时用的而已。So
our flesh, our body is just temporary.
而我们能够得到救赎，将来灵魂到天上，好像在住房子，有一个永远的啦。But
then when we receive salvation and have eternal life, we will have an eternal home.
那这个又好像穿上一件衣服一样。And
this is just like putting on a new cloth.
所以说我们将来灵魂复活，神会赐给我们一个新的身体。
So when we die and we are resurrected, then we will put on a new cloth.
完了，这个身体呢，到底怎么样？不知道。And
we will have a new body, but we do not know what it is like.
可是绝对不是像现在这种肉体。But
it's not what like what we have now.
那可能是跟我们活的时候那种相貌还是一样。So
maybe the figure will be similar.
因为主耶稣复活之后显现给门徒看。So
when Jesus resurrected and showed himself to the disciples,
门徒一看，知道这个还是耶稣。The
disciples could recognize him.
然后呢，你看主耶稣那个时候复活的身体，门关着，他进得来啊。
However, Jesus could go through the doors that were closed.
跟门徒讲话，还可以吃东西。
But he could still eat at the same time.
可是忽然间又不见了。
And then he suddenly disappears.
那到底实际上怎么样？保罗说，到时候就知道了。
So what is it actually like? Paul told us that we would know in the end.
没办法用世上的智慧去形容它。
Because we cannot understand this with our worldly wisdom.
所以圣经上是有这些线索透露给我们而已。
So these are the cues in the Bible for us to understand.
那传道书所罗门王是要我们把握现在还活着的时候。
So King Solomon want us to grab the opportunity when we're still alive.
将来我们这个肉体灭亡了，我们的灵魂就归到神那边。
When our body perish, then our soul will return to God.
我们看回来传道书十二章。
Turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十二章第八节。
Verse
8. 又说到虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空啊。最开始说虚空，到后来要结束了，又讲一次虚空。
So the book starts with meaningless and ends with meaningless.
这里好像又再一次的感叹了我们要去思考什么才是真正不虚空啊。
So this is for us to ponder what is truly meaningful.
也不要把这个传道书在讲的当作是虚空。
You do not take the book of Ecclesiastes as meaningless.
保罗在哥林多前书就讲啊。
Paul in First Corinthians said,
基督在十字架上的救恩
The salvation on the cross
在不信的人来看是个愚昧
To the unbelievers, it seems foolish
是个笑话
It's like a joke
可是连照我们相信的人是神的大能
But to the believers, it's the power of God
所以 也不要 把神的话神的救恩当作是不实在的
So do not think that the salvation of God is fairy tale.
第九节到十一节。
From verse 9 to 11.
这边所罗门王以一个传道者他自己自己当作一个传道者在说他将这个事情很用心的查考。
As a teacher, he seek for this truth wholeheartedly.
所以呢他希望说大家能够听他的劝勉。
So he hoped that people can be exalted by him.
第十节后面是说他是凭正直说的诚实话。
Because he has spoke this word that are upright and true.
那或许有的人会听得很刺耳很刺激。
And some people might not be able to accept this.
可是这个是智慧人的言语啊。
But these are words of wisdom.
十一节就提到的。
In verse 11.
好像棍刺好像钉子了哈
，They are like and beaded nails.
我们华语有句话说“忠言逆耳
”，In Chinese saying is like sharp words are not in favor.
有时候人家很诚实劝勉你的话，你听起来很不想听啊。
Sometimes people are trying to exalt you, but you do not want to listen.
可是那个确实对你有帮助的。
But it might be helpful to you.
那圣经上也讲了，神的话。好像那个宝剑啊
The Bible also tells us that the words of God is like a double-edged sword.
要吃到我们心里面。
It will go in through your heart.
要显明我们的心思意念。
Is to show your thoughts and mind.
当我们碰到这种时候，我们不要一下子的话就不接受。
So when we meet with this kind of rebuke, we should not just cast it away.
这个是对我们有帮助啊。
Because it might be helpful to us.
那个神的话像宝剑，就是在希伯来书第四章。
In Hebrews chapter 4.
十二节了
Verse 12.
那哥林提摩太后书第三章。
Also in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
十六节、十七节。
16 and 17.
这边保罗是说，圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is God breathed.
是在教训我们，督责我们。
And is useful for teaching and rebuking.
要我们能够归正。
Correcting and training.
教导人能够学义。
In righteousness.
都是有益处的。
So they are edifying.
所以我们不要看圣经，这个，比漫画还不好看。
So you might think that it's not as interesting as the comic book.
哦，比杂志还不好看。
And it's not as fancy as the magazines.
看起来没有什么科学根据。
And does not have any scientific evidence.
神的智慧不是用人的智慧就可以去给他分析的。
God's wisdom is not to be analyzed by using your own wisdom.
我们愿意静下来，谦卑下来，很奇妙，你就看得懂。
As long as you're willing to humble yourself, then you'll be able to understand.
那我们是属神的人。
Because we are people of God.
所以我们要多多学习圣经的话语。
We have to learn the words in the Bible.
这样才能够完全，然后预备，再去行各样的善事。
And we can be perfect and perform the good deeds.
我们看回来传道书十二章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 12.
十二章十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节这边所罗门劝勉说还有一层要受劝诫住宿多没有穷尽，读书说身体疲倦我看我们学生唯一对传道书赞同的就是这一句话。
Students might like this verse a lot.
对啊，你看圣经说住宿多没有穷尽，读书说身体疲倦，好累哦，读得好累了，不要读了，圣经上讲的嘛。
Since the Bible tells us that much study wearies the body, therefore we should just quit studying.
是这样子吗
？Is it so？
为什么他忽然就冒出这一句话？
What do you think？
你如果从九节一直看下来其实所罗门在说，人生的大智慧就在这里了。
And this is the true wisdom in our life。
你不必再去再去什么世上的学问，在那边去研究，再去查考了。
You do not have to do research for the knowledge in the world。
所以这不是在说我们平常在学校受教育的那个情形。
It does not mean that you do not have to go through education.
那是指的，你如果要去追那些思想人生的道理的话。
But rather, if you ponder over the truth in life.
你要去思考这个生命的意义的话。
And you think about the true meaning of life.
你想去解释这个人灵魂的现象的话。
And you want to understand.About your soul.
你不必再去做研究这个著书去做研究。
You do not have to do a lot of research.
去读书又去去查别的什么资料。
Or read books and look for a lot of reference.
那个只是到后来弄得自己很疲惫而已了。
All this will just cause you to become weary.
就是在圣经里面。
Because the answer is in the Bible.
我碰到一个信徒。
I once met a believer.
他信过佛教、道教、一贯道什么都信。
He was a Buddhist before and
道教
and also
道
那个Taoism.
还有种一贯道有没有听过
？And also
一贯道一贯道，我们这里好像。
Universalism
类似听说在马来西亚、新加坡听说很多的
So it's very common in Malaysia and Singapore.
不止在台湾有你看他们也是从世界传道出去了。
So it's also preached around the world.
我们一个信徒以前就是这样这些宗教他就去追查过。
So he has gone through a lot of study about different religion.
可是后来人家介绍他来慕道，他一看圣经，他很虚心。很用心在看。
So when he studied the Bible, he was really humble.
来看看说，都在这里嘛，我的问题都在这里嘛。
So his questions were all answered in the Bible.
他在想的其他宗教在讲的都没有圣经讲的好。
Other religions do not state things clearly as the Bible.
最后来他决心来到我们真耶稣教会受洗。
So he was determined to be baptized in our church.
他虚心。他愿意去思考，神就让他明白。
Because he was humble and seek for the truth, God allowed him to understand.
所以我们要追寻人生的意义方向，没有其他的道路了。
So if we want to look for the direction of our life, there's no other way.
所以所罗门后来讲了这么多，最后就是我们要能够敬畏神了。
So the conclusion is that we should fear God.
这个最后十二章十三节十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这就是人应当尽的本分
The duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments.
因为人不管在世上怎么样，你都要面对你灵魂永生这条路。
So no matter what kind of life you lead in this world, you have to consider eternal life.
那永生有两条啊。
And there's only two paths.
永远的生，或是永远的活着，或是永远的死亡。
Eternal life or eternal death.
就上天堂或下地狱。
Either you go to heaven or you go to hell.
那这之间会经过审判。
And you have to go through judgment as well.
14节说，人所做的事。 连隐秘的事，无论是善是恶，神都要审问。
14.
人或许不知道。
People might not know what you have done.
可是神知道。
But God knows everything.
所以我们刚刚读到了，连一句闲话，随便讲出来一句话，神都要问啊，你为什么这样讲？
Even something like gossip, God will judge you.
所以这边提到，我们活着的时候。 这个行为，你的追求很重要。
So when you're alive, what you pursue after is very important.
我们刚读的哥林多后书第五章也有提到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 also mentioned.
第五章第九节第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.
哥林多后书五章九节十节。
Chapter 5 verse 9 and 10.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了志向，要得主的喜悦。十节。 因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。这边提到将来的审判。So
here talks about the judgment.
所以我们要得主的喜悦。We
should be pleasing in the eyes of God.
从得救的关键开始。The
key is salvation.
我们说的五大教义。The
basic five doctrines.
这神的旨意啊。The
will of God.
根据圣经我们了解啊。
Based on the Bible, we understand it.
然后呢，活着的这段时间，我们怎么样去行出道理啊？
And as we are alive, we should perform the truth.
所作所为要得主的喜悦啊。
Whatever we do, we should please God.
那启示录也讲啊。
Revelation also tells us.
做审判的时候。
During the judgment day.
在神面前有一个生命册。
In front of God, there's a book of life.
记载了人所行的事情。
And it records about the doings of men.
启示录的二十章。
Revelation 20.
20章的12节。
Verse 12.
12节这边提到审判的时候，有一则生命箭展开了。有人就是这样想说，或许那个时候我还可以躲一下，逃一下。Some
people might think that he will use the time of judgment to hide himself.
保罗也这么讲啊。
But Paul has told us.
你都要自己向神说明呢。
You have to reveal everything to God yourself.
罗马书14章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书14章。
Romans 14.
11节。
Verse 11.
14章11节。
14:11.
经上写着：主说，我凭着我的永生起誓，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。12节。
12.
这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。到时候，神要让我们自己去答辩了。Every
time will confess to God.
你不能说，传道，拜托一下，你帮我讲一下。You
cannot say, preacher, please help me and say something good to God about me.
拜托，到时候我自己是不是讲得清楚，我都不敢保证了，我还听你讲哦。
I cannot even guarantee myself eternal life. How can I help you?
我没那个加拿大时间。I
do not have so much time.
我自己要讲我自己的事。I
have to confess my own things.
每个人自己要向神来说明。So
you have to confess to God yourself.
所以我们要，圣经上早给我们这些智慧啦。So
the Bible has already told us this wisdom.
所以把握住活着的时候。
To grab hold of the opportunity when you are still alive.
好好的尽自己的本分。
To do your duty.
敬畏神，侍奉神。
Fear God and serve Him.
好好过我们的生活。
To lead an upright life.
能够感恩。 那你劳碌所得的，你要享用。 这个都是神的恩赐了。
To have a heart of thanksgiving and enjoy the blessings given by God.
还能够善用神给你的，来回报。来关怀教会，关怀社会。
use the talents that God has given you to care for people, church.
啊，然后呢，去为主做见证。
To be a living testimony of God.
这样我们的人生不是虚空。
Then you are not living in vain.
啊，那大概所罗门王他的哈这个结论就是这样子。
So this is the conclusion of Ecclesiastes.
啊，那很抱歉没有留多余的时间啊做双向沟通哈。
I'm sorry, I do not have.Time for question and answer.
不过我们有些人已经有私下也有问题，我们已经交通过。
But some people have asked me questions in private.
那我们这样子大略将传道书看过一遍。
So we end the session on Ecclesiastes here.
那我们有个印象哈，那在以后的生活在信仰上，我们思想一下去体验。
So now you have a rough impressions, and you can ponder this over your life.
愿神的恩跟大家同在。
May God grace be with you.
能够认识神越来越多。
So that you can truly know God.
得神的喜悦。
And be pleasing in His eyes.
满得神的福气。
So that you can receive His blessings.
我们就结束了。
So we end this session. 那